Let you know that. And the next performer is a poet, and she also sometimes plays the keyboard and improvises and sings. And tonight she's going to be reading her poetry. Please welcome Carla Schwartz.
Thank you, Dan. All right, that sounds good. That's good. Hi, everyone. I thought I'd dig some things out of the archives from my books in case you're interested. I have them. We can trade, or you can ask me for a price. So I have a book, a very small book that's illustrated, and a lot of the poems are inspired by Dr. Seuss, and this is one of them. It's called A Dream That Wakes Up Laughing. We speak of dreams, we speak of dreams, of sleeping, waking, and remembering dreams. Tell me yours that make you gleam, that stir your fears, extend your realm. You ask if ever I remember my dreams, if ever one laughed me to wake. Of course, I say, of course. And I draw from deep in memory a morsel of having laughed awake from a nightmare once. Part the joke was that this was not my own, this horse. Instead, it was my friend's. I dreamed someone had messed with her work, changed the title of her technical book. A joke it was, only a joke. The title became An Aid for Men, which, when got spoken with my lips, could not restrain the ha that brought dream's end, the laugh that instantly woke. Thank you. And this is called Baseball Cards. We found the baseball cards in the basement when we moved to the new house, boxed, faded. I had never seen one and now owned 100. I didn't know how to trade, just that I liked the men in uniform. Elbows crooked, bat in hand, legs spread, mouth full of something, or one leathered hand on the ready. Each had a crotch, fabriced, creased with the right amount of promise. Each a sun-beaten face. I don't remember the names or the faces that drew me. I know I had Mickey Mantle, maybe one of my first loves, and bubblegum, spent allowance, brought more. And thank you. And for this final piece, it's a very short one. It's about mushrooms, which should be out tomorrow, I think. Common stinkhorn and orange cup. What is the name of the fungus that looks like the erect, uncircumcised penis I once saw growing at the foot of my yew? Yours is brown and, like the mushroom, not too stiff. The dark hole at the sheath's leathery tip reminds me of it. Today's mushroom's orange cup bloom from the mulch, wet with the night's rain, the pink tongue's fleshy petals in their languor, layered lady lips. I want to say oysters. I want to pick them to cook. They look nothing like a penis, nothing but delicious. Are they poisonous?
Thank you, Carla. And Carla will be one of the featured artists here on September 6th, along with Drew Stevens. One more hand for Carla Schwartz.